last full day of campaigning. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. And in some of the tightest races across the country, candidates are pushing for every possible vote. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman at an event in Northwest Philadelphia this morning.
Got knocked down at the stroke, but we're back up and we're taking it all across. So thank you.
The stroke survivor remains in a tight race with Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. These Pennsylvania voters telling Fox Business they have money on the mind.
Gasoline prices, it's inflation, it's how it hurts us every day of the week.
Fixed income, retired teacher, 33 years. But the price of gas, price of groceries, you see it every day.
Meantime, Fetterman's campaign accusing Republicans of laying the groundwork to make bogus claims of a stolen election, releasing a statement over the weekend that highlights the potential for mail-in ballots to change the initial results from election night and for final results to take perhaps days. Acting Secretary of the Commonwealth Lee Chapman.
I want to assure Pennsylvanians that the department is working diligently to ensure that every eligible voter who chooses to exercise their constitutional right to vote has the opportunity to do so.
The state Supreme Court ruling recently that undated or incorrectly dated ballots must be set aside. Counties are reaching out to affected voters to come and cure or fix the problems on ballots. A record surge continues at the southern border.
Sources at Customs and Border Protection tell Fox News there were at least 205,000 migrants apprehended between ports of entry last month, a figure that does not include encounters at ports of entry. In addition, it's thought at least 64,000 migrants were able to evade border enforcement last month, the first month of the 2023 fiscal year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Republicans blame Biden policies for the border surge. The administration says it's focused on the root causes of migration. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
With each passing day, more concern about the fast approaching winter in Ukraine.
The power situation in Ukraine is becoming dire. President Zelensky is warning of more mass attacks by Russia on the electrical grid here. This as millions in the Kyiv area are currently without electricity, and the city's mayor says that a mass blackout might force people to leave. As clashes between Ukraine and Russia continue in the south and east, the Wall Street Journal reports National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has had talks in recent months with aides to Vladimir Putin to limit the war. The Washington Post reports the U.S. is trying to nudge Ukraine towards negotiations with Russia. Kyiv has been saying, not now. In Kyiv, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
The G7 recently announcing a new joint effort to help Ukraine restore and protect its energy grids. The annual UN summit on climate change underway in Egypt, and on the sidelines of that event, Saudi Arabia's crown prince just pledging more than $2 billion to fund regional climate change efforts. Some breaking football news, the Indianapolis Colts firing their head coach, Frank Reich, after a three-game losing streak. The Oscars are bringing back Jimmy Kimmel as host.
Kimmel saying of the gig, quote, being invited to host the Oscars for a third time is either a great honor or a trap. Jokingly adding, either way, I am grateful to the Academy for asking me so quickly after everyone good said no. The funny man previously hosted the Oscars in 2017 and again in 2018 before the Academy decided to take a break from that format and only recently returning to having hosts earlier this year when Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall shared the honor.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. That ceremony is set for March 12th. A rebound on Wall Street, but it was better earlier today. Right now, the Dow's up 138 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ now turning lower. Oil prices surging back over $93 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.